Hey everyone, we'll give it a few minutes. Ingolf, would you be able to scribe if Florian doesn't make it?
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, it's 3 minutes past, so let's get started. Let's go with the liaison updates, McAfee.
Yeah, can you refresh the page, Alameda? So they had a short meeting this morning, but quite a few updates from the various subgroups. Kevin, you'll be happy to know they did take our list of questions that you wrote up for licensing, LGPL and all that stuff to OLF. And at OLF, EBSCO apparently offered that their in-house legal counsel will do an initial review on it, or they'll get their external counsel to do it, or something like that. So, that's great. On the way to getting some answers. Thank you for writing that up, for TC. Various other updates. PC has three different subgroups right now that are all related to the development initiative proposal in various ways. I itemized what those are about. Jen, they said that you have a subgroup starting December 19th about metrics. You can elaborate on that if you want. The effort to try to get line item contributions to the project through the hosting bills seems to be having less success than it was before, but hopefully that will still succeed. OLF is looking at a project related to a directory of applications. Not sure whether Folio will take them up on this. It was very vague, but Rachel from EBSCO may join CC to explain what they're working on there. And there's a tri-council meeting that has been potentially scheduled, assuming product council agrees, for PC's meeting on the 22nd of January. That's it.
Thank you, McGee. Good update. Jen, do you have any details to share about the metrics subgroup?
We're meeting on the 19th.
And that is for
That's the
development
CC
metric?
group. That's not the TC stuff. That the TC one, we haven't started anything with it. This is the one with the CC.
And it's still about the same metrics or different kind of metrics?
The same metrics. The
Okay.
TC metrics are more focused specifically on development. The ones with CC are more about measuring the Folio community as a whole, if that helps.
Understood. Thank you. Christy?
Yeah, so the PC did meet last week. They spent some time discussing options for bringing forth a calendar calming proposal to provide more work time and less meeting burden across the community. So they're going to be, and I believe Charlotte is on this call and is going to be the member who is finalizing that proposal and bringing it back to PC. The support SIG came to present their priorities, but it was more of a discussion of trends in support tickets over time. And then there was some discussion about how to use the support ticket data as to provide insights on, development needs, especially, long open support tickets. The final charter is available for the working group on RMS PC roles, relations, and communications. I added a link to that there. I also highlighted, some focus on thinking about roles that are needed to better support communication around release management. Two roles that were like mentioned in this initial discussion were a technical writer and having a QA lead to help provide motivation and momentum around testing.
Sounds good. Thank you, Chrissy. RMS.
Can I ask one question about Christy's update?
Yes,
And then I
go
do.
ahead.
Don't we already have a QA lead? Isn't that Yogesh? Or
I actually had that question as well, but I did not ask it
okay.
because I figured that others knew better than I did. But I can take that back to the group and get you an answer.
Okay, thanks. RMS, there was no meeting this week, and this actually t touches again on Christy's update. I did notice Shelley asking for the next CSP release date, and it just made me wonder how well the self-hosters are represented in RMS. But because PC already has this RMS review group going, I thought maybe I would just bring it up so that if anybody does have concerns about whether you feel, and I guess this is less TC and more as an implementer, whether you feel represented in RMS, whether the SysOps are adequately represented, that feedback can probably go to that PC group since they're already working on it. So that's it.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on that? Yes, McAfee.
Just to say that I did ask in the RMS channel about presenting to them next week about our licensing, running the module evaluation tool. And I got a thumbs up on that, but I don't know how the schedule is actually made. So I'm going to show up next week and hopefully I will be on the agenda. I don't know when that's distributed, but Jan, if you happen to see an agenda and I'm not on that, please remind them. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that we also often get that day of. So, but yeah, I can remind them that we have the two TC topics.
Thanks.
Thank you. Security team.
Yeah, we triaged the React to Shell issue that has been published at the end of last week, and Folio is not affected because we use React as on the client side only and not as a server.
Got it. Comments, thoughts? Early adopters.
Sorry, I was searching for the mute button. No updates for me. If others on the call, Shelley, Wayne, et cetera, Ingulf, if you have any updates, feel free to share them. Okay, cool.
Shelly, did you go on mute? Did I
I
catch
did.
that?
I was just gonna say no updates.
Okay. All good, all good. CDD.
I don't have any updates. I think maybe we can just decide this is in the hands of PC and take it off for us.
Okay. That sounds good to me. All right, so upcoming schedule. Of course, today is a regular TC meeting. On Wednesday, we have update on the Kong giveaway from the Eureka team. And then another TC meeting. I don't think anything else is scheduled for the 17th yet. And I wanted to ask about appetite for meetings as we get close to Christmas. What has been the usual case in previous years for meetings getting close to the 25th? Does anyone have any insight? Yes, Jen.
I would make the 17th our last meeting of the year.
Makes sense.
And I wonder if we need to, Craig is here, so maybe he can comment whether we should just reserve the 17th for a possible continuation of the Kong thing, or whether you think that's really just a 1 hour discussion.
Good question. Looking at the calendar here, we could tentatively pencil that in. I don't see any problem with that.
Okay.
So we'll still start it this week, but then have extra time next week if we need it.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to say without having that first conversation. We can pencil it in, and then if we need it, we can keep it. If not, we can cancel it, right?
Yep. All good. Thank you.
I see Maccabee has his hand up.
Yes, Maccabee. Thank you.
Yeah,
Go
I
ahead.
just wanted to say I read through the notes that Craig shared on the Kong Gateway investigation, and I just wanted to send a compliment to everybody involved in doing that research. Really thorough, really good write-up of the research done and the alternatives. Obviously, I know that we're going to be talking through it, and that's the point of that. But everybody should definitely read that through beforehand. Just really nicely done.
Thanks, Maccabee. Yeah, I strongly encourage folks to take a look at it. At least the summary doc. I think it does a good job of summarizing the situation. And kudos to Victor Gemma, one of our solution architects who's done most of the research there.
Thank you for the feedback, Maccabee. Okay. TCR board. So there looks to be two TCR requests, a technical re-evaluation of ModEscoNet and a technical evaluation of ModLink data imports. I'm not sure of the background of this. Yes, Ingolf.
Yeah, I've started this with Florian.
Which this one?
The 60, and it's a new workflow. We had to create the TCR, I mean the request ourselves. I think for the others, where then there are new models, this is what the dev team does, or who does it? The TCR 59. It's very detailed. We didn't have so much details. I don't even know who is the development team, development lead, product owner. Can someone here tell me, or why can I look that up? We need to know this for technical
That should
evaluation.
be part of the ticket itself should identify points of contact, shouldn't it? Yes,
Yeah,
right
but I
there.
have created the ticket,
Oh,
Craig.
you
So.
created it.
Yeah,
Okay.
because it's an existing module. It comes from us, not from the team.
Oh, sorry, I missed that part. Got it.
So I know who it is. It is, wouldn't it be the Citation team who is doing this?
Citation team. Okay.
They do the work on linked data.
Yeah, I think it would be citation So Ingolf,
Link
when you
data?
talked about
Wait.
you
No,
you
I'm
you're
not
talking
I'm not
talk about
EBSCOnet,
the
mod EBSCOnet.
So for the existing evaluation you're doing, you don't necessarily need to create this. I don't think others can weigh in because we're still piloting the process. But yes, ThunderJet
Yeah, thank
is
you. Okay.
who you would reach out to for this. So I think this was actually created by the Citation team. Thank you, Charlotte. So it would seem we need a reviewer for this item here.
Okay. Yeah, that's not my point.
Yeah, you are handling that, and I believe
Okay, thank you.
Ingolf is supposed no Florian. Yeah, Florian. Okay, you and Florian are reviewing just the one. So for existing module evaluation, there's two. There's mod EBSCOnet and UI Export Manager.
I don't want to review a UI module,
UI module.
so.
Gotcha. So is it that you and Florian are reviewing mod EBSCOnet?
Yes.
I see.
I
Okay.
don't know if he also wants to review a UI Export Manager. I don't know. So,
Okay. Okay, we'll circle back on that. Next on the list would be Julian to do the module evaluation.
yeah, okay.
So yeah, for mod linked data. All right, so yeah, please take a look. I'm sure they would want something before the end of the year, I think, or maybe they would go on holidays before that. But yeah, let's just keep it going. So yeah, I guess generally it would be one request.
Can I have more questions to this? So when
Yeah,
I
yeah.
create a TCR, when am I supposed to create a pull request? At the beginning or at the end? And in what state should this be? Should it be? I mean, I created it as submitted because otherwise I can't see it in the dashboard, in the TCR board. So.
You don't have access to this board?
Oh yes, I created, but then it's draft and I can't see it. So I made it submitted. Is this the
Oh,
intended
okay.
way?
If you're
Usually
actively.
the dev team submits it. Now it's a new workflow, we submit it. So just
So at the minimum, since you're
okay, now it's even
actively,
under
reviewing
okay.
that,
Okay, now it's even under evaluation. Thank you. It's clear.
Okay.
And when do I create the PR? When everything is ready and I want the TC to review, or can I do it now?
I'm trying. So you are submitting this ticket here,
Yeah, this
as
is a
assuming that
TCR,
the.
but in parallel to this, there is a branch in GitHub Tech Council, which is called TCR60, and where we do the evaluation.
Maccabee?
Yeah, I mean, Ingolf did create a PR on that branch and requested TC review on it. I think, you can mark it as draft, in GitHub in the upper right there under reviewers.
Ah, in GitHub. Okay, I
Yeah.
closed that now.
Oh, you
So,
closed that ticket. Okay.
yeah.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. You create the PR whenever
Ah, I
you
had
want people
thought
to
you
look
meant
at it.
draft here. This is why I was
Yeah,
wondering.
sorry. Ingolf and I had a side conversation about it. Sorry, I wasn't clear. Yeah. I think you
Okay.
create the PR whenever you want to create the PR. No one will
Ah.
look at it until you ask us to.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we looked at this and we started to use the. This licensing evaluation module. Florian did this. Florian is not here today. He said it didn't make many automatic checks, but it has a successfully found or searched for all licenses, and it seemed to be okay with the licenses. So, yeah.
Only the licensing part of that is completed right now. So that makes sense
Yeah.
that it would to be like that. Yeah. Okay. Any comments or thoughts on TCR existing module evaluation before we move on? All right. Subgroup updates, mod settings. Is that Florian?
Yes, I was going to say Florian is not here, and I am not aware that there he was waiting on input from Alexei Petrenko, so I'm not aware where that's at.
Okay. Yeah, there's a recurring group that's meeting about mod settings or mod configuration, migration and stuff. So yeah, that is the dependencies there are a little tied. Okay.
And
He's not here too. Go ahead.
I also think this is, I'm not sure this subgroup is. I think one of the things that has happened is that the work has gotten ahead of the subgroup. And so, for example, global settings for things like tenant locale are already sort of being discussed, right? And some questions are being asked about where those who those should be owned by, and where the permissions for viewing them should be established. So I'm not sure you're right. Like, I feel like this the subgroup is maybe not in, unless Florian is involved in some way that I don't know. I don't know if the subgroup is really effectively doing anything, and the work is sort of proceeding without it.
I agree with your assessment. Unfortunately, I missed a meeting that the other group had last week, so I wasn't able to get a fuller picture. But my gut says similar to what you're saying about the subgroup and another entity doing the work and pushing ahead besides this group. So we will consider the effectiveness of this group and potentially discuss just merging efforts with the other group that seems to be taking the lead there.
Yeah, right. To be clear, this is not a complaint. They absolutely should move ahead because of the because it needs to happen. So.
Okay. Any thoughts there? Okay. Yes, MacMe.
Yeah, not on mod settings, just the licensing subgroup isn't listed there, but I just chime in. The two things left on there are the communication plan. As I said earlier, I'm supposedly talking at RMSG on Monday, so hopefully we'll get approval to add that line item to the schedule. And then Alameda, I think you and Jen are talking about the various Slack posting of what we wrote up there. So
Yep.
that's where we are with that.
Yeah. Alameda did send me, and I was a little confused about what to do with the question that I got. And so then I didn't do anything. It looked like in the document you were suggesting just using a previous list of Slack channels, and that seemed right to me.
Is that a question to me?
I guess so. Is what you both are looking for me is just the list of Slack channels?
No. If you agreed with the communication plan, and my follow-up was going to be, I can go ahead and make the Slack postings. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yes, I agreed with the plan. Sorry.
It's all
I read
right.
it and I was confused and then I
Yeah, I'll follow
moved
up with
on.
you offline.
Okay.
So yeah, just wanted to get us aligned. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everyone. RFCs, I doubt. Where is this? No pull requests. We had the support period decision log in here. Took that out since that is set. The environment variables 1, 2 has been set, so no open items on that front. OST, this note is from last week. It seems we still need to coordinate something with RMS. Am I getting that right, Jen?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
For the OST, do we have any dependencies on the RMS group right now?
Yeah, so at the next meeting, we should be getting an actual Trillium date. I see that we're guessing here that it's May, but I think Alexei's going to give us an actual draft calendar. And so when we have those draft calendars, we can put in the new milestone that we believe that they have agreed to add for the support period decision. So I think most of what is outstanding is going to happen in the next RMS meeting, and then we should all be synced up.
Got it. Any questions or comments there? All right. Also, this we talked about it last meeting or 2 minutes, 2 meetings ago. I see some chatter in some Slack threads. I think maybe Wayne, you might have the most up to date information on this, so I just wanted you to reiterate what you had mentioned
Sure.
in the meantime.
I can copy what I wrote in Slack into the agenda, into the notes, if that's convenient. But I mean, basically, we really can't upgrade Jenkins to support Docker 29 plus without undertaking a significant number of sort of underlying upgrade tasks that are kind of unattractive to do because we have for quite some time been hoping to move all modules to using GitHub Actions instead of Jenkins for their continuous integration things. And in fact, like back-end module continuous integration tasks are pipelines are the majority of what that Jenkins does. And so that's part of what makes the upgrade kind of complicated because there's a lot in flight at all times, and potentially disruptive. So, long and short is Julian recommended that we transition back-end modules to using GitHub Actions for the things that are currently done using Jenkins pipelines. And the Folio DevOps team agrees with this. We've undertaken some work already in that direction, and David Crossley is currently in the process of specifying what work has yet to be done so that we can give a good estimate about when it's going to happen, and how much work it is and when it's going to happen. So that's kind of the state we're in. I saw, so David, for those who don't know, David is Australian. and lives in a different time zone than everyone else, basically. And so he started some work on that in his today, which to those of us in the US translates into yesterday afternoon. So he's made some progress on that, but he hasn't completed it, and I haven't checked in with him yet. I will probably check in with him, this afternoon, my time, to see where he's at on that. So that's where we're at on it. The bottom line is we think we should move to GitHub Actions for to as part of the right, which is something that we want to do and will also resolve this issue.
The write-up you had in the Slack thread, if you post it here, that would be good. Thank you for the update, Wayne. Okay. We are at the end of the line here. Are there any items we wish to discuss? Going twice. All right then. Thank you, everybody. Have a good one.
Thanks, all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Waiting for you in golf so that I can copy the
Yeah,
chat.
I think I'm done with the
Oh,
chat.
okay. Okay. Cool. I've left the meeting and not copied
Oh,
it, and then I couldn't get it back. So, all right. Bye in
okay, I
golf.
will leave. I'm done with the chat. See you. Bye.